We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
That's the breaking news, siren. Andrew, the Saints have made a double signing from your local retirement home. They have signed running back Kareem Hunt, or they're going to, and they're going to sign Anthony Barr. That is according to Diana Rossini of ESPN. Mickey Loomis believes cap space is un-American. Somebody asked in the Discord, Andrew, does this qualify as mini YOLO?
Well, yeah, kind of. I think Mickey Loomis is just going nuts. You know, he has a little cap space now, and he's like, look, injuries are not going to sink us this year. Like, if I got to add this guy and that guy, like, I'm just going to keep doing it. So I think we're seeing with cap space to what lengths Mickey Loomis will go to build out the roster and build out depth. But, you know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, not that I ever had a fake ID, but, you know, hypothetically. If you had a fake ID, and in New Orleans, you know, in high school in New Orleans, that was.
I'm so old, I didn't need one because it was 18 to drink.
Is that true? It was 18 to drink when you were 18?
Yes, that's right. It was
18. So I'm just younger than you, but I remember the seniors in my high school were able to drink, and I was a freshman, and it switched around then. And that was the goalpost got moved on me, which was very disappointing. But I think if you were 18, you got grandfathered in, right?
I don't remember. I just know that, like, it changed when I was, like, my first year of college. They moved it to 21.
Got it's 18 in Poland, by the way, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that's right. In Europe, it is. So, anyway, I feel like Mickey Loomis is that 18-year-old that just got his fake ID, and, you know, he went to the store. He got a couple six-packs. You know, he's building up courage. And so now he's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the casino, and he gets in there too. And so now he's like, he's both drunk for the first time and gambling for the first time.
At the blackjack table.
And he's just blowing everything on roulette.
That's right. He's got doing all the vices. So I want you to tell the people what you were texting me, because yesterday when they brought Kareem Hunt in, I was like, Kareem Hunt's not going to sign, because he's not going to sign the minimum until like the week before camp. And like, maybe the Saints won him, but he said yesterday he wanted more than the minimum. So I was like, okay, he's going to sign the Tuesday of the Tennessee game, and that'll be that. But you were texting me your theory on how Loomis got Kareem Hunt to sign, and you need to share it with the people.
Well, I mean, I'll tell the joke, and then I'll kind of be serious for a second. But I was just picturing Mickey Loomis being like, you're 28. You just had a bad season. You kind of got a shithead on your record.
That's
you
right.
Because you got some sketchy stuff in your past. And so I'm going to offer you $500K over the minimum. I'm going to guarantee it for you. You have 24 hours to accept it, or I'm signing the next shithead. And I dare you not to sign. And then, of course, he immediately signs. So
he immediately signs. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, but seriously, I think from the Saints' point of view, you're like, well, why wouldn't he just sign like you just said, like the week before the first game? And the thing is, now you could maybe get away with that if they didn't have a need for Kareem Hunt other than depth. But like now there's a real possibility that he has a role in week one. And you really can't play a dude like that, especially as complex as his role would be as a receiving back.
That's right.
Unless he's in the system. And he's got, you know, several weeks left to learn the playbook because he's already behind schedule. So like he's going to have to absorb the offense, learn it, carve out a role for him. Like if he's going to make any meaningful contribution to the Saints in week one, and really we're talking about 3 weeks, right? Because Alvin Kamara's out for 3 weeks. And that I think at that point, if Kareem Hunt plays well enough, obviously we know Jamal Williams is going to be the in-between tackles, pounded guy. So it's really – you got Kendre Miller. He left practice with a jaw thing. He's since come back, but he's a rookie. And so it's possible. I think that's going to be a big battle between those two for playing time and meaningful snaps over the first 3 weeks while Kamara's out.
Well,
and then if Kendre Miller comes along and he's ahead of Kareem Hunt, then you can either cut him or trade him. Or if Kareem Hunt's your guy and he plays well for 3 weeks, then Kamara comes back. I think it's a good situation for the Saints where they could trade him, but you really need to get him in now.
Well, and final thing on Kareem Hunt before we get to Anthony Barr is this is the Saints, to your point, is they were willing to spend the extra money to make sure Kareem Hunt can have an impact those first three games. You know, they could have just said, hey, we'll roll with what we got. He's not, if we sign him the week of the first game, he's not going to be able to play. This was the Saints committing probably a little bit of money, like you say. I don't know how much it is, but they committed to it to make sure that he's ready and can contribute in the 3 weeks they need him to. And just to your point, I like your theory of Loomis is like, I don't care what I need to do. I'm going to defeat the injury apocalypse with Gale's checkbook. That is what I'm going. That is what I'm going to do. So. Guys,
I would say, you know, on the flip side of the coin, I think it's also, it behooves him. It's like, look, you've got 3 weeks to make an impact. Like, this is your shot. You got 3 weeks while Alvin's out. We're not, Kendre Miller is going to play over you if you don't come to camp now. Like, this isn't a real opportunity for you unless you come into camp now.
That's
so
right.
I think it makes sense for him, too, to get in.
Yeah. So guys, this is the end of the free version. If you want to hear me and Andrew do an entirely longer and different podcast that includes talking about Anthony Barr, go to saintshappyhour.com, become a patron and pay $7, pay $10, get access to our Discord where we're talking Saints for free, get access to every podcast we do commercial free, support the best Saints podcast on earth, the 2-time Louisiana Sports Writers Association Podcast of the Year. Join us. We're having a great time. Go to saintshappyhour.com. Support the show.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.